If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So I have my wife, Lana, on the hotline right now, producer Dan.
Nice and early, too.
It is early. Kennedy is out this morning. Lana and I have been texting a little bit, and I just thought it was better to just have a conversation with her on the air about what's happening at the house right now. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
I know it's early. Thank you.
Sorry. I just woke up.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. You want to have a conversation with me on the air about this?
Yeah. Because I don't know if you know the context of what's going on with him. So
Barrett, I'm going to assume when you say him, you're not talking about Cisco.
No, we're talking about Barrett. And yeah, he had a lacrosse game yesterday, and he wasn't feeling well yesterday. And so he took some medicine. We went to the game. He told his coach, who is also a teacher at the school, I don't feel great. I don't know what the plan is for tomorrow. Now, he's the only goalie on his lacrosse team. They would have to bring up somebody from another team. And so she said, well, if you will go in the morning and get checked out, if you're sick or whatever, if you at least come to school for the last two classes, then you can play in the game.
Yeah, meaning if he is not sick.
Right.
I mean, he wouldn't go into school if he was sick if he went to the doctor this morning. Mm-hmm. What are your angling here?
Well, it just seemed like he was angling to just miss the first two-thirds of school and then show up for the last two classes and then go like he was okay to play lacrosse.
Well, have you met Barrett? Barrett has never missed a lacrosse game. So this kid is saying he's sick and he cannot go to school, and he looks sick.
He does.
And he does. And like, okay. And the history of him being a goalie, he's never really had a backup goalie. He's never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like,
well, this is, he does, you're right. Yeah. He doesn't want to miss the game. He just wants to miss.
Okay, so he's not faking sick. He's actually sick. He just wants to
tell.
Be there for his team.
Right. But
that's not bad then.
No, but maybe yesterday he was like teetering because exaggerating a little bit. But he still got his butt out there and played yesterday.
But last night he checked his temperature. And Lana, what happened when he checked his temperature?
He didn't even have a normal body temperature. It was below.
It was like 98.
Like 96.
Or 96.
No, it was like 96.0. I was like,
he's like,
are you dead?
I'm sweating. I'm shivering. I'm so sick. And then
I took his temperature this morning, and he did have a low-grade fever.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that
so
part.
He
okay.
Did, yes, he has a low-grade fever. I feel like he's probably sick.
All right.
Does he probably not want to do schoolwork? I mean, that's every day of his life. But,
that's what I was worried about.
I mean, but that's not anything out of the norm. But, I mean, I do think he's already had a four-day weekend. He has next Friday off, and he's off for spring break the week after that.
Now, the bishop gave him off yesterday?
Yeah, the bishop gave him off yesterday. I mean, like, he couldn't possibly need more time off of school. I mean, I think he's legit.
Are you going to make him go to school sick?
I would not do that. Not if he has a low-grade fever. But, I mean, if he was like, my throat hurts, yes, I would pump him with some medicine and be like, get out the door, you know?
Right. Well, maybe you can take him in first thing this morning and kind of see what they say. And you know,
I will. I will take him first thing this morning.
All right.
Don't worry. I got this over here where I've got that little lion snake. No, I'm just kidding.
No, just after last night when he's like, oh, my, I'm too hot. I'm shivering.
Are you guys going to let him play lacrosse tonight? Or are you going to be like, oh, no, I think you should stay home because you guys are tired of going to lacrosse?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is he can't play if he misses school. He would have to be there a certain amount of period.
Right.
And I don't think that he needs to play if he's like this.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
He plays a lot of lacrosse and, you know, it's not letting this team down that when he's really sick. But I did say that to him this morning. Hey, are you really sick? Because you're the one, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like you need to be there.
And,
yes. And it's not just that. I mean, he's been out of school 2 days. He needs to be at school to do work. So.
Look at you. You get to be good cop this morning. What a nice change.
I did. It is.
Your dad's like, no, go to school. And you're like, no,
you
I stood up for
home.
You.
Oh.
Michael Jordan dropped 38 in the NBA Finals with the flu.
That's what I'm saying.
This could be his flu game.
Oh, wow.
Send him out there.
We could use that today after yesterday's.
Yeah, yesterday was not great. All right.
I changed my mind, Barrett. Let's go get some medicine.
Oh, I didn't
know. I'll drop you at the front door of school with your bag.
Mama needs you to get a scholarship.
That's right.
All right. Love you, babe.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Lana.
There goes my wife, Lana.
Where do we land on that? Is he going to school or not? I'm confused.
It sounds like she's going to take him to see the Minute Clinic or whatever, and then they'll make the decision once that happens.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.